From the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. Here David, on his deathbed, giving instruction to Solomon on how to be a man of God. Instruction that is valid in those days and valid in these days also. For today, there are misconceptions on how to be a man. Misconceptions on what a man is. For a man is not just someone who can produce babies. For the animal kingdom teaches that a man is just not someone who may be the most popular, or the strongest, or the richest, or the best athlete, or musician, best singer, best preacher, or individuals on the magazine covers of today. For scripture teaches in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, that you can gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Contrary to all those popular beliefs and more, a true man of God is someone outlined in scripture. Someone outlined such as Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, a man of God that loves his wife as Christ loved the church, loves his wife so those children see an example of how to treat a woman, and as they grow up, they will find a woman of God and treat them the way that they saw their father's example in the home. A man of God is outlined in scripture that provides for his family, that brings home the bacon. Not only does a man of God provide resources for his family, but he's also someone who loves them, communicates with them, and spends quality time with his family. Someone, as outlined in Deuteronomy chapter 6, that passes on the scriptures to his family, that passes on the legacy and the meaning and the purpose of who God is, his majesty, his wonders, his splendor, his plan of salvation. A man of God is someone who's mature, who, as scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, flees youthful lusts, doesn't hang out with the boys, but comes home to his family. Someone that lives for the Lord, a man of God that lives the Word of God, someone who's living righteous, someone who's living holy, someone whose life is pleasing to God in word, in thought, and in deed, as outlined in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Anyone that nameth the name of Christ departs from iniquity. Someone who's mature and loves the Lord, as Paul taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. This is the man of God that David described and instructed Solomon to be, someone that keeps the word of God, lives the word of God, a man of God that loves the Lord, a man after God's own heart. And those today who are looking for a definition of a man of God, you'll find him in scripture. This is the man of God. How few and far in between they are. A man of God, as the scriptures teach, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, and all thy soul, and all thy strength.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.